Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
Grinning ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost host for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, today is definitely a milestone episode here on episode number 38.
Yes, it is. I'm taking a picture right now to put on.
Usually every episode is a milestone, right?
Well, every episode is a milestone, but why is this one such a milestone, Craig?
Because we're listening to some funky jazz music.
Well, that's how I'd label it. Why else, Derek?
It's because it's our first live, every recording is live, but
yes.
I mean, out amongst the people recording,
yeah.
Maybe?
Our first on-location recording. We are on location.
We did that at... Well, me and you did that at Disney World.
We did.
But we were trying to hide from people.
That's right.
But now we're not.
Now we're out there for everyone to see. Where are we at, Craig?
We are at the Muddy Duck in Centerville, Tennessee, thanks to Miss Sharon Rogers for letting us open up here and set up right here in the front window.
That's right. We're here on
the new Muddy Duck.
Brand new, opened this week on the square here in historic downtown Centerville, Tennessee, our hometown. We are here at the Muddy Duck Coffee House and thrilled to be here, gentlemen.
We're expecting a huge crowd any second now.
That's right. We were the first ones in the door this morning.
Not many early risers here.
Yeah, we
in
have
Centerville.
To say this is pretty early in the morning.
Yes. The current local time is 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. And we are here, and we have just placed an order, and we've got some coffees coming and some breakfast, so we're excited.
Something else we need to mention, as we're doing this broadcast, as you're listening to it, Matthew is at Disney.
That's right. I'm in Disney right now. I actually went to Animal Kingdom yesterday, and we'll be heading to the Magic Kingdom tomorrow. And tonight, our family's having dinner with Josh at Raglan Road.
Josh who?
Josh from EZWDW. Earlier this morning, we actually had breakfast at 1900 Park Fair, Craig, one of your favorite places.
Yes.
So,
oh, wow. Got lots of pictures of poo.
Oh, guys, I just spotted some cinnamon rolls over there. We may have to get a half a dozen of those. So, Derek, why are we here?
Well, obviously to record a new show.
Yes.
I just hope nobody from the future shows up.
Oh, no, they were kind of creepy.
Goodness.
Sorry.
And old. I mean,
surprisingly, we've...
They all kind of sounded similar, though.
They're just in their 70s, but they sound like they're in their 90s or 100s.
You know, in spite of how rough that might have been, we've received no listener backlash yet.
That's true. Well,
so, yet.
Maybe they're pushing play and then, walking away.
That may be the case. Let's hope not. Today we are here for episode number 38, a quick hitter trip. And Craig is going to explain a little more about that. We actually had a listener send in this show idea. So Craig, tell us what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, I want to say first, we often say, send us some ideas. And honestly, we want your ideas. And this is a good example. We're actually doing the show on an idea we received from Tyler Price.
What is the turnaround time on a listener idea?
It varies.
Depends on how many shows we have done.
Or planned. Yeah.
We currently have a few different show ideas that listeners have sent in.
I don't want to lose a listener between the time they suggest a show.
Isn't it? We'll try not to do that. Hopefully Tyler is still listening.
This is Tyler Price from Rome, Georgia. He said, enjoy the show, guys. How about one dedicated to a plan for what I call a quick hitter, 4 days or less? What parks do you hit? Where you stay? Are you park hopping? We always start out planning one of these, and it turns into a full-blown trip number 2 or 3 of the year, and nothing cheap and quick about it. Just an idea to toss out. And Tyler, we appreciate you tossing that out.
Thank you, Tyler. Always, we appreciate our listeners giving us feedback, show ideas, asking questions, because we want to help you answer those questions and make the most of any trip you may have planned. So let's talk about that, gentlemen. The quick hitter trip. First of all, have all of us been on a quick hitter trip?
Well, we've all been on one together.
That's right.
So, the ambiance of the coffee house.
Yes.
Yes. Love the sights and sounds here.
The listener's just saying, oh, you're in your kitchen with a blender. What are you talking about?
Believe us, we're not. I think Derek's putting out some evidence that we're not. So, yeah, we this past summer we went on a 3-day, 2-night trip. Mm-hmm. I know last year Sissy and Bruin and I went on a 4-day, 3-night trip. And any other experience you guys with those quick hitter trips? I know, Craig, most of the trips you take are for the a good week long.
Yeah, most of our trips are 8 to 10 days, unless I go with you guys. And then we've been on 2 quick hitter trips, one just over the weekend. But it is a different approach to it because you try to cram a lot in. What I like, well, are we ready to get into all that? Or
we will in a second.
Okay. Yeah.
And Derek, now Derek, you're a big fan of the quick hitter trip.
I know most of the trips you take. Most of mine are going to be either 4 or 5 days. That's my preferred time frame for being down there.
So this is right in your wheelhouse.
Well, my house doesn't have wheels, but
but do you have a house with wheels in it?
I do have a lawnmower in my garage. Does that count?
See,
you live on that lawnmower.
Okay.
So how about do we want to go with the 4-day trip? He said 4 days or less. Do we just want to go with 4 days?
Let's just do a weekend trip. Let's just Friday, Saturday, come back Sunday.
Yeah, three day
weekend trip.
Quick weekend getaway. So this is a very quick trip. So let's say hypothetically that we're going to leave out on a Friday morning, early on a Friday morning.
We're driving, by the way.
We're not driving.
We're not driving.
We cannot tell you to take a quick hitter trip.
You cannot drive.
We'll fly out early on a Friday morning.
It's a quick hitter trip. I drive out on Friday morning, get there on Saturday night.
Yep.
Run over to the park Sunday morning, then drive home.
Drive home all night.
There you go. Quick hitter trip. Thank you, Tyler.
So you're looking at almost 3 full days, but really just 1 full day at Disney World. But I think the 3-day trip we went on last summer, we actually got quite a bit done. But let's go through some of the questions that Tyler included in this. What parks do you hit on your 3-day, 2-night quick hitter trip? We'll start with you, Derek. Where do you, because since you take so many of these, where would you spend that time primarily?
Well, you definitely have to go to Magic Kingdom. That's probably our number one stop every trip.
Yeah.
We like to go in May and kind of off-kilter months that aren't typically as crowded, but that seems to be getting less and less. So number one on our list, I'm looking to stay near Magic Kingdom like we did last summer at Bay Lake Tower and just be able to go to Magic Kingdom because it's going to stay open the latest and you're just going to be able to, I think, if not do the most, you're going to be able to just enjoy the ambiance of the parks the most in Magic Kingdom. So,
and that's one of the things I was going to say because it is a quick trip. And Tyler mentioned this, you spend a little bit more because you're probably going to stay at a nicer accommodation because it is a short trip. I mean, you don't spend more than what if you're going 8 or 10 days. But like we did, we spent, of course, it was us three dividing it, so it wasn't as bad if it was one family spending the money.
Yeah.
But I'm like Derek. I kind of like, if I'm going to go on a short trip, I want to be there close where I can get to things quickly and do that. But I'm going to go to Magic Kingdom for sure one of those days. Now, for a quick trip, if you want to hit all the high points, you know, with Star Wars Land coming and then all the upgrades to everything at Animal Kingdom. And, I mean, all the parks are kind of got some new things that you might want to hit.
Right.
But if you focus on what you want to do that weekend, knowing you got, he said 2 or 3 trips, you know you got other trips coming up, you may just hit Magic Kingdom and some high points there.
Yeah. And that, we can kind of just lump all these questions. You know, what parks do you hit? Where do you stay park hopping? So maybe we should start with the where do you stay question. You mentioned Bay Lake. Greg, you said Bay Lake or something like that. There's a couple of approaches you can take on the quick trip. One is, it's just a quick trip. We're going to go down there and spend a lot of time in the parks. And so you're looking to save money by staying in, say, a Art of Animation or even an All-Star Sports. But at the same time, I look at it from, okay, we're only going to stay there 2 nights. So since we're just having to pay 2 nights of a hotel bill, I'm more inclined to want to stay at a deluxe resort that is close in proximity, maybe the Boardwalk or the Beach Club, something where, you know, I can walk or monorail over to something. Monorail, of course, being over in the Magic Kingdom area resort loop. But so that's my opinion. I think both of you are kind of on the same page, paying a little bit more since it's just a 2-day trip, staying in a nicer hotel.
I am, but at the same time, I try to take in maybe transportation times, so that might lead me more towards Coronado because it's centrally located. We've stayed there, and the longest bus ride we had to any park was 15 minutes, and that was amazing. I've never had that before.
Yeah.
And so you're not right at a park, but you're convenient to all the parks.
Right.
And it being a moderate, it's not going to, bus stops are at the end of the night are not typically going to be quite as long as pop centuries. So I think it's a little bitter about getting back to your resort.
And it may be a thing of on the short trip, you're thinking, I'm going to spend a lot of time at Magic Kingdom, so you want to stay close to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
But if not, if you're going to hit a lot of the parks, then it's like Derek said. Of course, I'm one that always gets park hopper. So
yeah.
I'm getting it for the weekend. That way, if I get there and times have changed or they've added some extra magic hours, then I'm jumping from somewhere else to make the most of my trip. You know, that first time we three went, what did we get in bed? Like at 2 o'clock?
2 a.m.
After the kiss goodnight and all that at Magic Kingdom. Went to bed and then got up like at 5. I mean, had like 3 or 4 hours of sleep, something like that.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that was a really quick. That was a one night trip that we took, just a 2 day. That, I mean, especially quick hitter. And we stayed at Port Orleans Riverside on that one. Derek, I know that the time we went and spent the 24-hour day at the Magic Kingdom, we stayed at Pop Century. And so, again, two different approaches you can take with that. Craig enjoying his latte mustache here. Like, are you taking this trip because you have a little money left over, or do you want to really splurge since it's just too much?
And that's kind of what you have to decide is how much am I going to spend. And that's what Tyler said. He always turns into bigger trips, spend more money. So if you set your budget, then that kind of determines, too, if you're going to stay at a value, even though it may be a little bit longer. But see, you're talking about maybe 20, 30 minutes longer on your bus rides, then that is what you're looking at. But
yeah.
If you're saving money, then it's worth it.
Yeah.
But we liked it when we went and stayed at Bay Lake Towers. I mean, that just walk over to Disney and walk back.
Right.
If that was where you're going to spend most of your time, then, you know, and going through being a DVC renter, you can, you know, save some money there, too.
Because we had looked at staying at All-Star Resorts and one of the All-Stars, and the price, if you rent points for just a weekend like we did, it wasn't a drastic difference. It was, what,
$80? $85 more per person.
Now, granted, that was per person. So
if you're going with, say, another couple, or you're like for us, there was three of us, so we split that cost three ways. It makes a lot more financial sense to stay in a deluxe. But, and I'll say this too, you know, when we talk quick hitter trips, I found that a 4 day trip just feels a lot longer than a 3 day trip. We went on spring break last year, stayed at the beach club. With a 4 day trip, you know, you feel like you can take some time to spend at your resort. And you can go at a little bit of a slower pace, whereas with a 3 day trip, you know, you're there one full day, and that seems to make a difference for me. I've taken a 3 day and a 4 day, and so I think if you can add on that extra day, I say go for it if you can work it in. But again, with your 3 day trip, you're focused more on the parks.
Maybe a key thing to add in here too, maybe Tyler was asking, was what would make it a, and I think we've hit on some of it, but what would make it a, how would you benefit most in our planning for a quick hitter trip? You know what I'm saying? That you go down there and we're saying do all these things, but how would you be more efficient and get things done, you know, kind of the way you want to?
Right.
And that probably goes back to what you always do, Matthew, is make out, you know, go ahead and make out your plans, make out your fast
my
passes.
My note card that you all like
note
to
cards
make fun of me for.
That we were lost when you lost it at
when
we three went, but
didn't know what to do.
But plan it out to a T, especially for a quick hitter trip, because unless it's just a quick getaway for you and your spouse, to just spend some time, so you're not going to be as thorough. But if it is a quick tutor trip and you're on a mission to go down there and enjoy the weekend and get back, you need to plan it out to the T.
Yeah. And it could, you know, some people take trips down there, stay at a resort, and don't even go to a park. It's more of a, it's all about what you're looking for.
So let's look at what we would do, staying with a 3 day itinerary.
Well, first question.
Okay, 3 days. Would you try to get all four parks in? Or are you skipping one?
Are we getting park hoppers? Craig, you said you're getting park hoppers.
I'm always getting park hopper, yeah.
I'm going to get the park hopper if it's that short of a trip. Derek?
I guess I would, just out of peer pressure.
Yeah, give in.
Come to the dock.
I probably am skipping, and right now, if I was going a quick trip right now this weekend, I would probably skip Epcot.
Really?
Yep. Just simply because I'm wanting to go, even though I love Epcot, especially...
Flower and Garden's going on.
Well,
I would
still miss it, just simply because I'm wanting to try to get into Pandora, try to get into the Flight of Passage. I'm going to try to get into, you know, the Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror. I want to get in all that, and then I definitely want to do Magic Kingdom. So I'm probably going to leave Epcot out on this trip.
Bold move.
I would leave out Studios.
And I would, you know, I possibly would do that. I just, nothing's going to draw me necessarily to Epcot, make me go there over the other parks. Magic Kingdom, I could honestly spend all weekend in Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. I think me having park hopper, I'm gonna try to go to every park at least once. One of those 3 days, I'll probably schedule my fast passes for Hollywood Studios, just so I can go. I'll go do Rock and Roller Coaster. I'll do Tower of Terror. I'll do Star Tours with those three fast passes, kind of like we did last summer. And then I'll get out of there. That's probably all I'll do at Hollywood Studios. You know, maybe my arrival day, I land, I go there, I use the fast passes, and then I head somewhere else, and then I'm done with the studios. But I can't skip Epcot. Love Epcot. I can't skip Animal Kingdom. Every time I go, I feel like I can't skip a park. I need to at least go there for an hour or two.
That's like every time we go, we always talk about going to Universal, and we never do because I just can't leave Disney.
The pull is too strong. What about you, Derek? What parks are you gonna hit?
Well, if it depends on if it's Rachel and I or if it's us again. I mean, if it's us, then we would try and hit all of them. But if it's just Rachel and I, we might only do Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom. We might skip two parks. It just depends, just so we're not feeling so rushed through the weekend. Cause we want it to feel a little relaxing. Epcot during the festival times is really crowded on weekends, so that's why I'd be tempted to skip it. I could see doing just two parks over a 3 day weekend and spending most of it at Magic Kingdom.
Right.
I'm going to throw out another idea here. And this is primarily, again, if you're looking to save money, stay in the value, don't get the park hopper. On your arrival day, go to a water park, Typhoon Lagoon. Now, you laugh, but especially depending on the time of year you're going.
Why would you not just go to Disney Springs?
That's what we used to do.
If you're wanting to, you're talking about saving money, why do something else that costs money?
Well, you think is water park. We think Disney Springs.
But see, you're going to go to Disney Springs and spend a lot of money most likely anyways.
I'm only going to spend money on food, mm-hmm. So I don't.
You know, the water park ticket, and I don't know the exact price of the water park ticket here, but I want to say it's between $50 and $60. So you spend that. A 3 day park hopper ticket, you're talking about for one person, is $394, almost $400.
Right.
So you factor in a party of two, you're talking $800. A party of four, you're talking $1,600 just on three-day park hopper tickets.
Right.
So instead, if you drop that down to a two-day no park hopper ticket with no park hopper option, you're looking at $222 instead. So you're looking at a savings of about $170 per person. You take 50 or 60 of that, you go to a water park, you're still saving over $100 per person. So, again, that's just an idea to throw out if you're thinking of, I want to save money. And if you're going in time of the year where back home it's really cold and you want to enjoy some time in the water park, you can do that at Disney World. And then I would spend my other two park days, probably a full day at Magic Kingdom and a full day at Animal Kingdom.
And that's probably why, I mean, that's the difference here. If you're wanting to save money, yes. If you're wanting to spend maximum time in the parks, then as soon as I'm getting there, I'm going to park. Right. You know, it just depends on what the purpose of your trip is. So that's a good idea. What we're saying is a good idea because it depends on your purpose. I would personally don't go to the water parks. I mean, I'm just not a huge fan. So I'm going straight to a park when I get there, but it's probably going to be, like you said, an Animal Kingdom or Hollywood Studios because it's a quick trip. So we'll finish out that day. Mm-hmm. We'll get up Saturday morning. We'll go to Magic Kingdom, and then we'll probably jump to another park and then come back to Magic Kingdom depending on hours. But I think for a quick trip like this, you do maximize your money. So So
it's a matter of
you may not get park hoppers for that reason.
Maybe you decide, okay, we're going to stay at a nicer hotel, but instead of a 3 day park hopper ticket, we may just get a 2 day base ticket, or vice versa. We want to do a lot of park hopping. We want to hit a lot of rides, so we're just going to stay at Art of Animation, or we're going to stay at All Stars or Pop.
We appreciate. I mean, that's a great question. I'm glad Tyler threw this out here because there's lots of different ways to look at it, and again, depending on what you're wanting to do.
Derek, here's a question for you.
Okay.
On a 3 day trip, are you looking to?
Here's some future people going to be on the podcast down the road.
They've agreed to an interview.
That's right. They just got back from cheerleading down at Disney.
That's right.
Talk to them sometime about that.
Derek, the you're the dining guy.
Okay.
So on a quick hitter trip like this, are you looking to make any ADRs? Are you going to have any sit down meals?
I'm not. It's all
no sit down.
It's all going to be quick, so I can maximize my time in the park. I'm going to do all quick service and snacky foods, and just hit my favorites on those. I'm probably not looking to explore a whole lot. I'll go with my tried and trues on a longer trip when I've got time to go back and forth between something new and something old. I might consider it, but on a short trip, if I'm wanting to make sure I enjoy it as much as possible, I'm going to go with the things I like.
Mm-hmm.
Any sit down meals, Craig?
I'll probably do one Saturday night. I'll work my schedule around it and work what park I'm going to be around it too.
Ohana?
It'd probably have to be Ohana, yeah. So I would plan on being at Magic Kingdom just to run over there. You don't run over there. You go over there and sit down for a little bit and eat. And I'd probably do it around, if the park closes late, earlier, I'd probably go over there and finish with fireworks at Ohana. But again, it all depends on the schedule of the park, how I do that. But I'd probably do one sit down meal at night.
I'm with you guys. I may do one ADR. Maybe if the kids are with me, I'd probably do a character meal for them. Mm-hmm. If not, probably a nice dinner for Sissy and I. But no more than that.
I just can't do it. It's too.
I know what you're saying.
You're looking at an hour and a half to 2 hours
on a short trip. Time is important. Yeah,
and so.
It may be a good opportunity to do a less popular dining venue that maybe won't take
Tony's.
As long. I was.
What'd you do, Tony's?
I don't know. The one that popped into my mind that I've wanted to try is the Wave over at the Contemporary. It seems to be pretty easy to get a reservation. I don't think it'd be a huge, you walk over there from Magic Kingdom. You spend an hour and a half, and then you're back to Magic Kingdom.
You know, the other thing you're thinking about spending money we didn't mention a while ago too. I mean, we're talking about dining, but the flight. Because you're going to leave early and come home late. Well, you may pay a little bit more for those flights sometime because. So that's something else in the pricing scheme and thinking of everything.
You just never know what you're going to pay.
No.
I mean, I think sometimes the early morning flights are really cheap and sometimes they're not.
Right. Just depends on how popular they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think another thing, too, another tip is try to be, you want to be flexible with this quick hitter trip. You know, the whole reason the three of us went last July was because we found some really cheap flights.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Three or four weeks?
Yeah, did we go a Wednesday through Friday or something like that? It was something that nature.
I think so.
But when we decided to go, it was less than a month.
Yes, it was.
We were inside a month.
The more flexible you can be, if you have the summers off with your schedule, or if you have a period of time where your work can take off with shorter notice, a lot of times you can find those flight deals, and it's going to save you money. And that's going to open the door maybe for one of these quick hitter trips. And another thing that's going to open the door is if you have an annual pass, right, Derek?
Absolutely.
It's a good and a bad thing.
It is. Five trips in a year might be considered a bad thing.
But you've got the annual pass. You got to take
it. When you get the annual pass, you want to get your money's worth out of it. And so that means you have to go more often.
Right. I think what sums up for me on a trip like this is what's my purpose of going? I mean, am I going to just sit back and relax? That changes things. If I want to hit as much as I can and go as much as I can, then I'm looking at hours. I'm looking at where my fast passes are. I'm just trying to hit as much as I can. And that's usually when we go, that's usually what we do. I mean, Matthew's got the schedule laid out, and we're doing from start to finish as much as we – even when we're still shopping, Matthew's already planning
that's
the
right.
next thing we're going to do.
Hey, I'll see you guys in China.
Matthew, we're checking out.
Well, guys, anything else we want to add about a quick hitter trip?
Is there anything else we didn't answer that Tyler
asked about what parks we're going to, where we're staying, park hopping. I think we all touched on that. And hopefully we provided some ways to save money because he mentioned there's nothing cheap or quick about it.
Right.
So, I mean, it's all up to you. Do you want to save money? Do you want to spend a little extra? And how do you want to spend that money?
Of course, we always try to figure out how you can just not stay anywhere and just like, hang out the whole time.
Disney hobo.
I think that's you, Craig.
Oh, sorry. We even try to figure out how to sneak over the walls and all that, but that never works. Do want to say thank you, Tyler, for that question. I mean, that was really good, and we appreciate it. Gives us some new looks at what you all are wanting to hear about, so we appreciate that.
And even if we don't really answer it, we enjoy discussing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully
we answered it.
But do send us some questions and some ideas you have for shows, and we'll put it on the board, and we'll work it in. Like I said, just hang with us. Don't leave us before we get to your question, and hopefully we'll
we'll be able to help you out and hopefully help others out as well.
Well, guys, that means it can be time for only one thing. It is.
It's time for another croissant.
No.
More coffee.
No.
What would that be?
Biscuits then? And toe jam.
Biscuits and toe jam. It's time for
Gritting Greatness.
And today, yours truly has the question.
That's harsh.
And since we are here in the Muddy Duck Coffee Shop, my question to you is, where is your favorite place in all of Walt Disney World to get a nice hot beverage? Doesn't have to be coffee. Just any type of hot beverage. And I will go first. Craig, you've mentioned before that the hot chocolate at Disney. Hot chocolate is my go-to hot beverage.
Yes.
At Walt Disney World.
Hey, 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 we got it.
That's right. A little Polar Express action this morning. I like it. Hot chocolate. So I'm going to think of a place where I've gotten hot chocolate a couple of cool mornings at Animal Kingdom, and that's at the Kusafiri Coffee Shop and Bakery there.
Ooh, that's where they have the giant Mickey.
They do.
And, cinnamon roll.
I've seen that's been posting some long lines lately.
Because
there's not a lot of breakfast options in Animal Kingdom.
Right.
But
we've gotten the giant Mickey head.
The Mickey head cinnamon roll.
It's pretty good.
I haven't tried that, but I have gotten a good cup of hot chocolate from the Kusafiri Coffee Shop and Bakery a number of times. It's right there in downtown Harambe, we could say, right before you enter the queue for Kilimanjaro Safaris. So I'm going to say Kusafiri Coffee Shop and Bakery. At least the times that we went, it wasn't very crowded, and so that's where I'm going for my hot beverage of choice. What about you, Derek?
Well, mine is also, I'm kind of torn. I like a good spiced apple juice.
Ooh, a cider?
A cider, yes. A spiced cider. And I'm a fan of the Disney hot chocolate. So probably my favorite is going to be a seasonal offering. It's going to be a Christmas party. And the past when they had different drinks at different locations.
So they've started doing the cider.
Yes, they had cider. Yes, they had cider and they had eggnog and they had the hot chocolate. I think there was one other.
So Derek's going to pay an additional $100 just to get his hot beverage.
I'm going to pay an extra fee.
That's some fancy.
But it's just right. It's not too hot, not too cold at those Christmas parties.
And the cookie. But I also get a cookie
with that. The cookie, yes. Not one cookie, as many as you want.
That is true. And I did, like, bag up some cookies the last Christmas party.
Is it like baguette, some cookies?
Baguette. Well, they might as well have been after 2 days. They were quite firm.
those week-old cookies will do it to you. Craig, what about you?
I'm with Derek on the Christmas party. That's one of my favorites. Of course, it's hard to skip Starbucks, too. I mean, when you're coming in, and now, especially since Main Street's open, before the whole park's open, so you're drawn to get you a coffee there at Starbucks. But probably, honestly, my favorite place to go is Kona Cafe.
Ooh.
We have Misty went over and had a massage one day at the Grand Floridian, and I went over there, and now you guys are going to laugh at this. I got me some coffee and some sushi at the Kona Cafe.
Perfect combo.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Nothing at all. It's Disney. You can do what you want.
It's great. Great coffee. Great cup of Java. It's really good. So it's a good little place to hang out and relax, too. Those seats, as Derek alluded to in one of our past episodes, to chill.
I was tempted to say the coffee that you make in your room, in your hotel room.
That's Joffrey's, too.
It is. It's quite good.
I don't drink.
Derek likes it when somebody fixes it for him.
But I don't. Well, I don't care.
I mean, really,
I don't drink coffee, so.
Hot chocolate anywhere on property is I'm a fan of that. The good thing about having the meal plan and having the refillable mug, Craig, is you can get hot chocolate, which in summer maybe it's not that appealing, but in our past trip in December, I think just about every night I went and filled up my mug with hot chocolate and kind of walked around the Wilderness Lodge. And that, let me tell you, that is heaven on earth.
You are spoiled now, aren't you, at Christmas?
I am. I will never go back at Christmas and stay anywhere else.
Was that a short trip as well?
No, that was a week long.
That's right. Okay.
Yes. Although I could go, how about this Christmas? We all go down there for three days.
We've got to make our annual trip at some point. So
we do.
We do. None of us have annual passes right now.
Yeah, I guess,
because
I've never had an annual pass. So welcome to my world.
Join the club. I've got another week.
So speaking of Matthew, enjoy your trip.
Oh,
well, you're there right now as everybody's listening.
You're having a fantastic time.
I'm
really
sure.
Enjoying it.
We almost did a remote broadcast, but we didn't want to disrupt any of Matthew's trip.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
the next show, we'll have to
have a recent trip rundown.
Yeah.
And may even get a hold of Nick again. Our good friend Nick from Arkansas just got back from there too. So,
well, guys, I think that does it. Hopefully now you have a better idea of where you can find a good hot beverage.
At the Muddy Duck.
Now you mentioned Main Street Bakery, Craig, but I have never stepped foot in Main Street Bakery. Every time I go by, it's slammed with people, and
that is true.
I don't have any desire to go in there. Every time I go by, it's crowded. So, nonetheless.
I go to the end of the road and go to the ice cream parlor.
There you straight to the ice cream.
Even for breakfast.
Once again, we want to thank our friends here at the Muddy Duck Coffee House.
Absolutely.
Sharon and the gang.
If you're ever in Middle Tennessee and coming through Centerville, go around our little square and find the Muddy Duck.
Yep. Tell them the Grim Grinning Guy sent you, and you'll get a 0% discount. So.
Yes. They may even charge you for saying that.
They may charge you more, yeah. So don't mention us at all. Well, thank you again for listening. Thank you for your show idea, Tyler, and all of our listeners. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. And be sure today, as you leave,
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back.